This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Workers at McDonald's and other fast food restaurants demonstrated for higher wages and the right to unionize today outside of Mickey D's near the Empire State Building.
Shame on you! Shame on you, Ronald! Shame on you, Ronald!
The demonstration was one of scores planned for 30 cities across the country. WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports the roots of this labor movement stretch back 2.5 years to Occupy Wall Street.
Yes, Occupy, that vast bazaar of lefty causes that took over a park in downtown Manhattan back in the fall of 2011. Camille Rivera, a community activist, heard about it and went to have a look.
I mean, in the beginning, I was just like, okay, this is another protest, right? When I got there, though, it was amazing. It was amazing because so many people were there.
To bang a pan and critique global capitalism. To some, it felt like the beginning of a revolution. But after 2 months, police cleared the park. Occupy had generated endless media coverage and accomplished hardly anything at all, or so it seemed.
By the end of Occupy, and when Occupy kind of went away from the public consciousness, it was almost like we wanted to find the next fix, you know?
This is Jonathan Weston. He's the leader of a group called New York Communities for Change. When Occupy ended, Weston's group went back to what it had always done, researching the needs of poor people and trying to get them services. But Weston says something had changed. He noticed this when his team went out to ask Brooklynites about some school closings in their neighborhood. Consistently, people offered a different complaint. They were fed up with the dead-end fast food jobs that seemed to be the only honest employment they could find.
There wasn't enough work. People were working part-time jobs, and the wages they were being paid were just keeping them, you know, below the poverty line. That's when we really thought about, should we be taking on industries in a bigger way?
Weston, who's 30 years old and a transplant from Minnesota, wondered whether these disaffected fast food workers might actually be willing to take action. He organized some meetings to find out.
At some of those first few meetings where, you know, we were expecting, you know, maybe a couple people, you know, we'd have 30, 40 people show up. And, you know, we really felt like we had something. And that's when we reached out to our friends and allies at SEIU.
SEIU, that's the Service Employees International Union. It claims to be the fastest growing labor union in North America, representing more than 1 million nurses, janitors, and other service sector workers.
And they said, look, we think we have some heat out here on this campaign out in New York. We want you to go out there and figure out what's possible.
SEIU sent this man, a 33-year-old Washington, D.C.-based organizer named Kendall Fells.
I didn't really know anything about the fast food campaign. They told me then it was fast food. I wasn't really clear until I got out here, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be quite complicated.
Complicated, or maybe just a waste of time.
Everybody we ran in that knew anything about the campaign were like, you know, this is bad. You know, you're going to lose.
Fells heard this especially from older, more experienced labor organizers. Their view was the people slinging fries and milkshakes tend to be teenagers and part-timers. You can't organize in a high-turnover industry. But when Fells met the workers, he was shocked to find
these workers are old, a lot older than I would have thought fast food workers were.
And many were raising families. A recent University of California study found 3/4 of fast food workers are adults, and more than half draw public benefits.
It was just like the actual demographic of the workers was just totally shocking to me. And then the heat, like people were angry, people were upset, and they wanted to do something. So that was encouraging.
Over the summer, a plan started to take shape. The fast food workers would stage a one-day strike. Their demand was bold, $15 an hour, or roughly twice their current wage, and membership in a union.
Striking fast food workers say they slave every day for...
The big day came in New York on November 29th, 2012. More than 200 workers walked off the job at 40 fast food restaurants around the five boroughs. 1010 Winds Radio was there.
What I'm asking for is just, you know, fair wages for the amount of work that we put in.
The protests caught on. In the year and a half that followed, workers have struck in over 100 cities, from Las Vegas to Houston to Charlotte. Meanwhile, some states have been raising their minimum wage, effectively giving workers a boost. Earlier this year, President Obama invited fast food workers to the White House. One of them, Nikwesha LeGrand, even made it onto the Colbert Report.
Could we meet someplace in the middle? Like, you have dignity, but not human dignity. Or human, but not dignity.
Let me tell you something, Steve. There's no compromise in unionize, okay? Yeah.
All right, all right, all right. Kendall Fells and Jonathan Weston are careful to give credit to people like Nikwesia LeGrand. I spent an afternoon with her, visiting workers at fast food outlets around the city, and her level of dedication is impressive.
A lot of my coworkers that got on board is because I talk to them more than three times.
Behind the scenes, SEIU is spending heavily to support that effort. It's funneling money to workers' groups in many cities. Jonathan Weston's group, New York Communities for Change, got almost $2.5 million in 2012. The groups are now closely linked. When I interview Kendall Fells from the union, the most convenient place is Weston's office in Brooklyn. When I meet Jonathan Weston, he suggests the union's local office in Manhattan. And remember Camille Rivera, the community activist at the beginning of this story?
I gotta say, Occupy was an incredible space.
She has an office here, too. During Occupy, Rivera ended up helping to organize a huge march by labor unions through downtown Manhattan. She also became close with Jonathan Weston.
We just began spending a lot of time together, hanging out down at the park, going to the drum circle and those sorts of things. And
last year, they formed their own union and got married. So personal relationships and professional ones forged at Occupy are now powering the fast food worker protests.
All right.
There's a knock on the window. It's Rivera motioning to her husband. They're late for a labor negotiation.
I gotta go.
For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.